Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You can have a seat. You shall know the truth. That's the simple message that I have this morning. And I pray that the truth, but not the alternative, shall be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. I know they taught us that during deliverance ministration, one of the things we do is to ask the candidate that is being delivered whether he or she wants to be free. Gio cited an example of a woman she was trying to deliver, and as much as she spread out his hand, he feels that the anointing comes back. And then she decided to ask the woman, do you want to be free? Do you want to be made whole? And the woman said, no. He said, why? He said, because when I'm sick, my husband is always around with me. But when I'm not sick, she flies all over the places. Praise the Lord. The candidate must be asked whether he or she wants to be free. Why would anyone come to see a doctor if he or she does not want to be made whole? We will be wrong to assume that everyone who goes to the hospital wants to be well. Not everyone who goes to a deliverance minister wants to be delivered. That's what I'm telling you. Because strange things abound in this life. We have heard stories like the one I told you. You know, they are well, but do not want to leave the hospital. They are okay. They don't want to leave the hospital. There has been a case of psychiatric patients in which abreaction was done for. Because what she presented was that the neck cannot stand again anymore. No, the neck, she was not moving like this. The neck was always shaking. And inexperienced psychiatric nurse and the psychiatrist among us then, we all diagnosed that it was drug reaction. Drug reaction. So they give her all this something like that. Not antipsychotic, no, that's the medication they have. They usually have. But they normally react to that antipsychotic medication. So antidotes are good. They give her all the antidote they know. But the neck never come down. Never. The neck never stayed like this. Until researchers came from the University of Ibadan. And they said, okay, let's do abreaction. Abreaction is a state of where they put the patient to half sleep, half alive, half awakened. Rather. She's half sleep, she's half awakened. And then somebody monitors the temperature, the blood pressure, and they begin to ask the patient questions, and everything goes on record. They are recording what is going on. It was then that this lady said she doesn't want to be made well. If she's made well, she will go back home and start working, and she doesn't want to work. She prefers to stay in the hospital and eat, and everything is done for her. You know? It is later that I came to America that I realized that even both the doctors and the nurses at the R hospital there, we never handled that situation very well because they made the thing known to her. They discharged her. She went home and she committed suicide. You know, if it is here, they will have known how they will handle her, you know, and properly integrate her back into society. But that was not done. But that is to tell you that it is not everybody that is in the hospital that wants to be made well. So in Jesus' ministry, he often asked the people, do you want to be made whole or what will you want me to do for you? Sounds like asking the obvious. So the most difficult people to receive freedom are those who do not believe that they are in bondage. That's what we are seeing. In John 8:31-32, the Bible says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believe in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You know how they answered him? We are Abraham's descendants. We have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? In other words, what they're telling Jesus is that what we are talking about, Jesus, we are not bound. What are we talking about? How can those of us who are not incarcerated need to be rescued? In life, we see that it is easy to preach freedom to someone in jail, or someone who is enslaved, or a borrower who is sinking under the weight of heavy debts. But when it comes to preaching freedom to those who are under the bondage of sin, they look at themselves and say, I am well to do. No one is feeding me. No one is paying my bills for me. I have made it in life. I can afford to do all that I choose to do. And why should anyone think that I need freedom? Why? Because people are deceived. Not only by other people, but also by their situations and circumstances. Those who are worldly do not know that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of what he possesses. Let's look at Luke 12:15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesses. So life, man's life is not the number of houses that you have or your possessions that determines your freedom. What in this life even worse? What is in this life that is even worse without Christ? What? What is in this life that is worth it without Christ? Let's look at Mark 8:36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and loses his soul? So in recent times, we have seen prominent people in society who were sued or jailed because they misunderstood freedom. Let's look at the example. The former campaign manager to President Trump. I don't know whether you remember him. He's in jail. His personal lawyer, Michael Cohen or something like that. He's in jail. Do you remember Aaron Hernandez? Aaron Hernandez is another example. A wealthy young man, footballer. Great, mighty, money. He's dead. What did he do? He committed suicide. Psychologically, it was because of he thinks he can do, because he has money and can do anything. He committed murder. The camera in his house testified against him when he was being tried. It was when he came back and he was dismantled the gun with which he has committed the murder. The camera is in his house, caught everything. By the time they now put him in jail and then they said, okay, you are condemned to death. They put him in a jail just beside the stadium where he used to play. And while in jail awaiting death, he is hearing the noise of the football going on. He's risk psychological torture. He couldn't bear it. He committed suicide. These people use their position to lure minors, some of them, lure minors into sexual slavery and to lure people into other forms of substitute. Epstein, what's the name of that man? That's another example. What did he do? He committed suicide, thinking that they were above the law, owing to their financial and political powers, their political connection. They live the cash me if you can lifestyle. Cash me if you can. They became predators, acted as though no one could challenge them. In the end, they were shocked to find themselves in jail. Some committed suicide because they could not bear the shame. Freedom is not just the absence of physical restrictions. I want us to know this. One could be physically restricted, but still free. While on the other hand, one may run freely, but is in bounds. The Jews did not understand the premise that they were Abraham's descendants, or that they had been Abraham's descendants, does not make them free. And they thought they were free. They were surprised when Jesus told them they needed to know the truth in order to be truly free. They needed to know Jesus, for he alone could provide the true freedom. He alone is the truth, the way, and the life. Here comes the pertinent question. We may be roaming freely, enjoying our life, having no apparent problems. Do we know the truth? God forbid, should anything happen to us today, just as no one knows the next minute, do we know where we will spend eternity? Let us not assume a minute that there is no life beyond the earth, because that is another mistake. Those are the things we learn when we go to college. Those are the theories that are inputted into our head. Don't worry, once you die, you die. Revelation 20:12-15. The Bible says, as the word of God, Revelation 20:12-15. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were open. Can you imagine? Books. And another book was open. So there were books open, but there was another special book that was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which they were written, that were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and grave delivered all the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and grave were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Our names will never be found missing from the book of life in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, I'm asking us this question. Are we free from sin? Have we surrendered our life to Jesus? Have we asked him to wash us clean from the blood which he shed on Mount Calvary for this purpose? If our answer is no, or anyone's answer here this morning, or anyone hearing me is no, or I don't know, I'm imploring us this morning to please give our life to Christ without further delay. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He said it clearly. He said, no one comes to God except through me. John 14:6 is very clear. Let us accept the truth. There is no alternative. This is where freedom lies. This is where eternal life with God lies. And I pray that nothing shall stop us from taking this step in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's be on our feet this morning. Let's be on our feet. It's almost time. Talk to God this morning. Review your life. Any area at all that we're still committing sin. So that our name will not disappear from the book of life. When we give our life to Christ, our name has been written in the book of life. That name will not disappear. Talk to God this morning. Talk to God. Ask for freedom from sin. This is September. We don't know what will happen in the next minute. When we are shouting Happy New Year in 2020, nobody ever knows that so many things will hang in the balance. I even planned to go to Israel with Daddy Gio. I said, this opportunity, I will not miss it. I went as far as taking up a personal loan from the Redeemed Christian Church of God and Federal Credit Union. If other people or banks will not give me loan, I know as a pastor, once I approach them, tell them this is what I want to use the money for. They give. They did give. But I have to return the money when I don't need it. Pray and pray. If anybody told me that time I was applying for the loan that don't worry yourself, it will not be possible. I won't believe that individual. Because you don't know what's going to happen in the next minute. Let's pray. Father, whenever it is time, my name will never be found missing from the book of life. In the name of Jesus. This is September 2020, Lord. I pray my name will never be found missing from the book of life. Very, very essential. I am free from sin. Pray for freedom from sin. In the name that's above every other name, cleanse me, O Lord, with that blood that you shed on Mount Calvary. Let it not be in vain in my life. Let it not be in vain in my life, O Lord. Have mercy on me. Thank you, my Father. Glory and honor to your name because you have heard. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, this word that we heard this morning will not rise up against us on the last day in the mighty name of Jesus. Our names shall never be found missing from the book of life in the mighty name of Jesus. The truth shall set us free in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise.